got about $35 in my pocket, you can have it all.
Good to hear you. You doing all right?
Well, I'm trying hard. I think we are, Mr. President.
We can't always say everything that you'd like for say or do everything that we'd like for you to do, but cable's been bouncing back and forth on your suggestion, and one of the big problems, I guess, in Connecticut you'd have if everybody thought I told you what you had to do, and I guess one of the problems out there would be and it is one of the great problems, if anybody here tries to tell them what they've got to do. But the South Vietnamese today asking the UN to carry out the Ribbentrop plan, and it will, I think, be rather satisfying to you. And Arthur Goldberg is going to make appropriate comments later that he's been unable to do up to now for internal reasons. And a lot of times you know what you can say to your wife, and I might want you to say something to her that you can't do and so forth, but I did want you to know that you're, as I indicated to you before, your suggestions were always constructive and always welcome, and always from your standpoint handled appropriately. And if sometimes the government overall doesn't appear to be handling them as they should, why that may be exactly the case, because this is a pretty cumbersome operation, as you well know, and it's not always the one with the most imagination, the most initiative, or not even one that's most right. But in this instance, your suggestion was constructive, was helpful. I believe that we've got to keep our fingers crossed and hold our left one and hope and pray. We've been doing it in the Dominican Republic now for many, many months, but we had a good, peaceful election. We had it well supervised yesterday. We didn't invite Norman Thomas to take 100 up and down there in Razel, but he went and we let him go. And we did have OAS send in 40 or 50 key people who spoke Spanish from all the countries and go up and down the polling places, and not as spies, but just to ensure appropriate observation. And Arthur's here and has been very helpful, and he's going out here after he leaves me and make comments about it. And I thought before he did, I'd like for you to have both of our appreciation and our gratitude, and let him make a comment to you.
All right, now, Mr. President, yeah. I was on in the floor commenting on the UP. Bill Moyers called me and asked me to comment on the floor.
Yeah.
I got off the floor when you called. Now, I mentioned the UN resolution, and I said I am sure that President Johnson had something to do with this, and I'm very gratified. Now, I want to go back on the floor and resume and tell me what I can say and what I can't.
Just, what you can say is, of course, that we're going to support this, and sure. And I don't think I would say that the reason we haven't made an announcement now is because we didn't want to create, but everybody's got sense enough to know that up there, that we can't. See, one of the big problems out there, we're rich, we're powerful, everybody thinks we're telling them everything they've got to do, and we wish that we could tell them more sometimes. If I could, he wouldn't have fired that general so quick the other day. We don't know him. He acts just about as independently of us as the Nelson Rockefeller does sometimes. But they think that the president tells everybody what to do, and their people do. So we couldn't say this until they move, you see. But Arthur will tell you what he's going to say. And if I were you, I'd say that I've been in contact with the president within the hour. And I've also talked to the ambassador of the United Nations.
They are pleased.
They're very pleased, and we're going to support it. And the suggestion was received by the president with open arms and with pleasure when it was originally made. But the president of this country doesn't mash a button and tell anybody what they got to do, including the senator from Connecticut.
<You're great.
laughs> You want to do, and other people want to work with him, but he's got to reason it out.
You're really quite a guy, so help me. I've always said that.
Not as good as you.
You're quite a guy, Mr. President.
If everybody's like you, we wouldn't have all these problems. Here's Arthur.
Okay.
Abe.
Hello, Arthur.
How you been?
Pretty
How's
good.
How's Ruth?
She's fine and everything with you.
Fine. Good. Now, briefly, Abe, what happened is this. What I propose to say to the press when I see the president is this. Obviously, your suggestion was quite in order.
Yeah, good.
And very frankly, the statement that was made over at the department was a weasel word statement.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But they were under problems.
Yeah.
You know, as the president has said, you've got to get these other fellows on board. And you don't get them on board just by issuing an order.
Yeah.
They don't follow all the orders. Well, immediately that you made your statement, the president talked to me. We got word to Saigon, strongly urging as a matter of priority.
That's great.
That they accept this suggestion.
Great.
We pursued it. There was a little reluctance.
Yeah.
They say they're a sovereign country and your elections aren't supervised, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be very sensitive, as Aiken and Mansfield have repeatedly pointed out. You know, we don't just tell them what to do. But we urged it very strongly.
Okay.
I went to see U Tant.
Yeah.
I was going to, by the way, I don't know whether your office had a call. I did not expect the response so quickly, but I was setting up a date with you on the 6th.
Is that so?
Yes. For you and me to make a joint announcement.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
It's come a little faster.
Well, that's great.
Yes. Now what I will say with the authority of the president is that we fully support this proposal by the South Vietnamese government to have UN observers. It is consistent with our policy that we believe elections should and must be free and honest, and international supervision is a very helpful way of assuring that.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say, in this connection, I want to pay particular tribute to Senator Ribicoff,
right,
who has advanced this idea, a sound idea, and one towards which there has been a very constructive and affirmative response.
Well, that's wonderful, Arthur.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful to you, and I'm going down the floor now and say that I've talked to both of you,
right,
and that you're both enthusiastic and that we'll have the support of the President of the United States and Arthur Goldberg and the United Nations.
Right, and that this view is officially being communicated.
Okay.
I have already, and frankly, I already talked to the Secretary General at the President's request.
Right.
When we got this in train, telling him we support it. Now, the only thing to go, not to go overboard on, is this. Secretary General, don't be a Wayne Morris.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell that to you.
Yeah.
The Secretary General is not an executive comparable to the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the President of the United States, under our Constitution, has executive authority. The Secretary General is the servant of the Security Council and General Assembly. He may be very well told by the Russians and the French, you cannot do this, you see.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have to canvass them. And they have their own fish to fry, and they're not for UN participation. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm going to be over on the Hill on the 6th to meet Moss is having 20 senators to meet me.
Yeah.
I hope you'll be there.
Well, I haven't been invited. So.
Well, I invite you.
Okay. On the 6th?
On the 6th. And I'm going to painstakingly explain. These speeches are continuously being made. Why don't we go to the UN? We have gone to the UN. And we are perfectly prepared for the UN to take any role in Vietnam, including sending a UN army to replace our boys.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, U Tant, that was a very bad attack that Wayne made on U Tant. He said if it were a hammer shell, he would do it.
Yeah.
Now, U Tant cannot, he has no money to send soldiers. He's got to get at the authority, as the president does, of his legislative body. And it was very unfair to say we ought to replace him. The UN is not in charge of the Vietnamese situation because, unlike Korea, you see, the Russians made a famous blunder. When President Truman sent the Korea to the UN, the Russians walked out.
Mm-hmm.
When they walked out, they didn't exercise their veto. And we've got a UN force in Korea. The best thing in the world for us would be to have a UN force in Vietnam stopping this aggression, you see? But how the hell do you get a UN force when the Soviet ambassador sits there and says to me, we're not going to have a UN force and we've got the constitutional veto. And the French say the same.
Well, I mean, what do you do? Do you go to the General Assembly with
The General Assembly would not pass it because the General Assembly today, you see,
would do this. They don't want to get involved in a Cold War confrontation, you see. So the General Assembly would abstain. You know what the vote would be in the General Assembly, which needs a majority vote? Well, we'd have about 15 countries that would vote for us. The Communist bloc would vote against us. And all these little pipsqueak countries, which are the majority, would abstain.
Well, how are you going to get the UN to do this then?
No. All right. Now we got to be... So I don't want you to go overboard. I say it's a welcome suggestion. You will. You hope it... you know that the distinguished Secretary General will give it every consideration. And you, the United States, is willing. And now the real... the chips are down.
All right.
Is the Soviet Union a peaceful country? Does it want peace? Why doesn't it support it?
Okay.
See? Let's level some of the opposition over there. Why the hell do we get it in the neck all the time?
I think that's where I'll go. As soon as I pick up, I'll go on the floor and say that.
Say, you say that now you're sure that this could be done if it got the support of all the members of the Security Council, and you particularly mentioned the Soviet Union and France.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
See, and you level it over there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot,
I'll see you on the 6th. Please come to that lunch.
I will.
Because I'd like you there.
Okay, Arthur.
And you can tell Senator Moss I've invited you.
Okay.
Now, just a second. Abe?
Yes, Mr. President.
Much obliged. Put on your hat. Come by to see me whenever you need to borrow any money yourself, and I'll accept that line of credit of yours. It's, you put a limit of $35.
Okay, Mr. President.
Bye.
Bye.